Just on my way, God be praised that I met her, be life long or short, sure I'll never forget her. We may have great men, but we'll never have a better. Glory-o, glory-o to the bold Fenian men.
Trail off we roam until the weir hailed him, dear maidens to no favour, sadly up y'all go on in a failure, nach care much y'all, the man she must mahoyota. Ish gehing las na shivar, nor a scoff and tas no great now, oh spare yell gun draw. Nu da mangs on sooth when rail pin, nor a hidden through their air round, sahadia yell guan no ye. The Midri Hall. Mahalian a fool is talking, let me if more hidolish. In wailing was a yolver, by your tam a veil. The rowing court her silas. Howling boa har bor hoot mar a dia kial gua bor broilam hu dar da chi rein ma hros a hau na deisha dir von the clowns is schleita o na san howl har train fwyr tom treach da Ach, o bol y diam y gleich as, mol ddon sy si le heirin, a ddys non y diam y ffeile, le sy'r hedd o'n cri.
This is your next lesson. It's a bit of giving a masterclass to one of the greatest musicians in the country. Like.
Curiosity led the young exile of Erin to view the gay banks of the Rhine, where an empress he saw and the robes that she was wearing all over with diamonds that shine. No goddess in splendor was ever yet seen, whom could equal this fair maid so mild and serene. In soft murmurs she whispered, "O my linnet so green, sweet bonny, will I never see you more?" Those cold frosty Alps you so freely did cross over, which nature had placed all in your way. At Marengo, Bologna, round you did hover, all Paris rejoiced the next day. It grieves me the hardships that you did undergo, The mountains you traverse all covered in snow. But the balance of power, your courage it laid low. Sweet Bonnie, will I ne'er see you more? The crowned heads of Europe, when you were in your splendor, they swore they would have you submit. But the goddess of freedom soon forced them to surrender, and they lowered their standards to your will. Old Frederick's colors to France you did bring, his offspring found shelter all under your wing. And that year in Vienna you so sweetly did sing, sweet pony, will I ne'er see you more. When bloodhound tyrants, they were eager for to slay you, you viewed their malice with a smile. Their gold throughout Europe was found for to betray you, you they joined with the Mamelukes on the Nile. Like ravenous vultures, their vile passions did burn. The orphans they slew and caused widows to mourn. Oh, my green linnet, he is gone and he never will return. Sweet Bonnie, will I ne'er see you more. When the angel of war his grand trumpet had sounded, you marched to the north with goodwill to relieve the poor slave in vile shackles surrounded. You used all your exertion and skill. You spread wide the wings of your bright envied train, while tyrants great Caesar's old nest set in flame. Their own subjects they caused to eat herbs upon the plain. Sweet Bonnie, will I ne'er see you more. At renowned Waterloo, where thousands lay sprawling all over the field up and down, great fame and her trumpets on Frenchmen was calling, fresh laurels all on her brow for to crown. Usurpers did tremble to hear the loud call, and the third of old Babel's new buildings did fall. And the Spaniards their fleet back to harbour did call. Sweet Bonnie, will I ne'er see you more? I have roamed through the deserts of wild Abyssinia, and still can find no cure for my pain. I will go and inquire at the Isle of St. Helena, but soft murmurs they whisper 'tis vain. Come, tell me, oh, critics, come tell me in time what nations I must range my green linnet to find. Is he dead at Waterloo in Spain or on the Rhine? No, he's dead on St. Helena's bleak shore.
Lovely.
Into the army I didn't engage. I left my home with a good intent for to join the 42nd regiment. Well, I was posted on guard one day, Some soldiers to Hildren came out to play. From the officer's quarters, my captain came, and he ordered me for to take their lands. I took one hen instead of three, for neglect of duty didn't charge me. I was confined to barracks with the last of pay for doing my duty the opposite way. A loaded rifle I did prepare for to shoot my captain on that barrack square. But it was my captain I meant to kill, but I shot my colonel against my will. In Liverpool assizes my trial I stirred, and I held my courage as best I could. The old judge said, "Now, McCafferty, go prepare your soul for eternity." I had no father to take my part, no loving mother to break her heart, but I had a girl and a friend was she, who'd lay down her life for McCafferty. So come on, you officers, take advice from me, and God treat your men with some decency. But it's only lies and tyranny that made that murder of McCafferty.
Hearing my eye, and I'm wondering why it ever should be there at all. With such power in your smile, your stone you beguile, and there's never a teardrop to fall. With that sweet lilting laughter, like some fairy song, and a smile that's as bright as can be, you can laugh all the while, and all other times smile. So now smile, a smile for me. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish eyes are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, should it steal your heart away? For that smile is a part of the love in your heart, and it makes even sunshine more bright. Like the linnet's sweet song, crooning all the day long, should it never a teardrop should fall. With that sweet lilting laughter, like some fairy song, and a smile that's as bright as can be. You can laugh all the while, and all other times smile. So now smile, a smile for me. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish eyes are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'd steal your heart away.
Down in the county Kerry, in a place they call Tralee, a Randolph couple there lived there, just Kate and Pat McGee. Today they're a golden wedding, they're a golden jubilee. Says Kate to she to Pat McGee, come listen here to me. I'm your only riches,
and get all of them emerald green.
Take off that hat, me darling hat, from your old Colleen.
Today's our golden wedding, and I want them all to know. That's how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago.
And well, I remember when we danced on the village green. You held me in your arms, dear Pat, called me your Colleen. Your hair was dark as raven wings, and now it's turning grey. Come over here, oh sweetheart dear, here's what we will say. Put on your old ye breeches and your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, from your old Colleen. For today's our golden wedding, and I want them all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. And well I remember when first I was your bride, in a little chapel on the hill where we sat side by side. Friends we had plenty, and troubles we had few. Come over here, old sweetheart dear, here's what you must still put on your old knee breeches and your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling hat, from your old Colleen. For today's our golden wedding, and I want them all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago.
By highways and byways, to the forest I did go. The lads and the lasses put on a fine show for me and my false-hearted lovers. For me and my false-hearted lovers. When I see my true love to the church go, the bride and the bridegroom were followed also, and I followed after, and my heart filled with woe because she being wed to another. Because she being wed to another. And the priest on the altar, he loudly did cry, if there's anyone for her, now let him reply. I did not bid for her, I'll tell you no lie, for I knew in my heart I'd not get her. I knew in my heart I'd not get her. And when I see my true love at the church stand, with a gold ring on her finger and her love by the hand, oh, I give her all of my house and free land, although she being wed to another. Although she being wed to another. And into the breakfast they gave me a seat. I sat down beside her, not a bite could I eat.
I loved her grand company far dearer than me, but now she is wed to another. But now she is wed to another. And the foresters, they asked me as I passed by, how many trees grow all on the salt sea. I answered them sadly with a tear in my eye, how many ships sail in the forest? How many ships sail in the forest? Oh, dig me a grave and dig it so deep and cover it over with flowers so sweet. And I lay me down to have a long sleep, and maybe in time I'll forget her. And maybe in time I'll forget her. So they dug him a grave, and they dug it so deep, and they covered it over with flowers so sweet. And he lay him down to have a long sleep, and maybe in time he'll forget her. And maybe in time he'll forget her.
I was invited to a nobleman's wedding.
Lovely.
Being by a fair one who proved so unkind. But now she is married and married and happy. Her first and one true love remains in her mind. When supper was over and all things were ready, guest was invited to sing a loud song. The first guest invited was her first and one true love. The song that he sung were the days that are gone. There's a bush in the valley that grows the white blossom, young men and maidens spent many a day. Where young men and maidens sat kissing and courting, sat kissing and courting as the time passed away. Never go between the bush and the valley. Never go between the bark and the tree. Never go between two fond lovers a-courting. Always be happy and jolly like me. To stand it any longer, sure she was not able. It was down by the side of the bridegroom she fell. I have one request to ask, love, and I hope you will grant him. To sleep another night with my mother at home. To sleep another night with my mother at home. And then all of the rest I will sleep with you. The request that you ask, love, it will none be granted. did you consider before marriage came on? But now you are married, and married unhappy. Your first and fond true love remained in mine. Sighing and lamenting, she arose from the table. Sighing and lamenting, she went into bed. Early next morning, the bridegroom awakened, and going to her chamber, he found she was dead.
Come in, Jimmy.
For building up churches and extending schools, but there's none can compare with our curate's persuasion to gather in fun, sure he changed all the rules. When he taught up his plan with divine consultation, the devil himself must have thought 'twas a crime. Still he brought entertainment to his congregation and put a new roof on the church in Kilbrine. Well, this plan that he thought of was simple and clever. You've heard of the crowds going to London each year for to see all the sights, the red lights and the goings on. Father Pat said he'd bring part of London back here. Walter Finnell in London was running a nightclub. Two girls on his bill were called Coffee and Cream. Such tasty delights would bring new titillation and edge appetites for the great London scene.
Hey.
Well, for weeks upon weeks, Bahadoon was preparing. Some men went on starvation diets for a week, for 'twas rumoured these brave London girls would be bearing such things of great wonder we'd ne'er before seen. Into this big lounge, sure in crowds we did scrounge, and we paid in our pounds to the priest at the door, and we took up our seats that were laid out so neat, the way we could peep, though it was no peep show. Well, while drinking large bottles, did some think of brattles, says someone to me, what'll we do if 'tis true? If these girls will uncover, sure we will discover our cheeks, they will blush with a bright rosy hue. But when the show started, those fears they were thwarted as those damsels cavorted all over the stage. Still there was no exposure, which ruined our composure, and more said 'twas no good and swore in a rage. Well, for 2 hours they pranced, when I won't say they danced. They retired and advanced, throwing their clothes in the air. Some were teased, some were pleased, and sure some they felt fleeced, whilst the smile on the priest showed he'd pleasure to spare. When the lights they grew dimmer, those damsels looked trimmer, and in some kind of shimmer our eyes they did gleam. And no more could we focus on their hocus pocus, so then we stood up to sing our rendezvous. Ah, well, there the night ended, some tried to defend it, and more said 'twas bingo would raise funds galore, and more said 'twas car drives if they could be run right, with a trip off to London going to the top score. And sure now every year we have an excursion to that wonderful place where no sin can be found, where the priests aren't needed, nor God isn't heeded. Their shop selling souls for a couple of pounds. There's more than one queen there, I can tell I have been there. Oh, 'tis easy to reach for the jewel in the crown. With all blushes eroded and the buses we're loaded, off to London we're roving for sport in that town.
All right.
Harvest moon, an old age must send them for the wind where I was born. My weary hands are blistered from working cold. deep field of Irish weed. Had I the chance to wonder what our own kings of old, I'd sooner see the whole country down the old bog road. My mother died last springtime when Ireland fields were green. The neighbors said, "Oh, a king, oh, the finest they've ever seen." There was snowdrops and primroses piled high beside our bed, and Fairwood's church was crowded as a funeral mass was read. But here was sight on Broadway, filled in bricks per load, as they carried out her coffin down the old bog road. Now lies a weary puzzle at finding out by man. I'll take the date for what it's worth,
Mimmer,
and do the best I can. Though no one cares a rush for me, why need to make a moan? I'll go my way and draw my pipe and smoke my pipe alone. It's human heart must know its grief and bitter be the load. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog road. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog road.
Amen.
Mind's been bent on rambling, to Ireland I did fly. I stepped aboard a vision and followed with my will, till next I came to anchor at a cross near Fansville Hill. Delighted with the novelty, enchanted by the scene wherein my early boyhood, where often I had been, I thought I heard a murmur, and think I hear it still. It's a little stream of water that flows down Fansville Hill. It being the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, where Ireland's sons and daughters in crowds assembled there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold, they came for sport and kill. There were jovial conversations at a cross near Fansville Hill. I paid a flying visit to my one and only love. She's as white as Annie Lily and gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, saying, "Johnny, I love you still." She's Mag the Fire. dreamt I stooped and kissed her, as in the days of yore. She said, Johnny, you're only joking, as many's a time before. The cock, he crew in the morning, he crew most loud and shrill, and I woke in California, many miles from San
Jose.
Yeah, this is another song I'm teaching David at the moment. This is, I think, the best, the most cleverly written political song ever composed in Ireland about Irish history. This little pocket Irish history. That's called The Wheels of the World. Come on, you true sons of Erin, attend to these few nimble lines. I sing you a song about spinning. It was a good trading, it's time. Now some they spun worsted and yarn, others they spun flax and tow. By experience, my friends, you will learn how the wheels of the world they do go. Now Luther, he was a good spinner, and so was King Henry VIII. John Calvin, by Satan's temptation, their maxims he did imitate. Thomas Cranmer, he joined the new system, he swore he'd have spindles of steel. Pluto himself did assist and perdition did turn their big wheel. Billy Pitty was a good spinner, and so was Lord Castlereagh. They spun the Union for Ireland, to England they shipped it away. Poor Pitty spun out his existence, took a trip on Charon's grim boat. Lord Castlereagh saved the distance by slitting the rim of his throat. Lord Nelson, he was a good spinner on board of the ship Victory. He was counted the greatest of spinners that ever set sail on the sea. His shipmates were all mighty spinners, for Nelson they spun very well. But the French spun a ball at Trafalgar, and on the ship's deck Nelson fell. Napoleon, he was a good spinner, he freedom did always advance. Over deserts and high lofty mountains, he marched the brave sons of France. Wellington, he went a-spinning, his wheels they were at Waterloo. But if Grouchy had never been bribed, the French would have split him in two. The factory owners are spinning their wheels, they are turning away. And now they are wanting their hands to work 13 hours a day. They don't give a fig for the poor, they heed not their sighs nor their moans. Don't give a pin if you work till you spin all the flesh from your bones. The rich, they are all famous spinners, of that we are all very sure. Always contriving some scheme to cut down the rights of the poor. So if you're inclined to go spinning, let each of your spindles be steel. Let liberty then be your motto, and glory will turn your big wheel.
Oh, 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 oh.
For the love of one country, in the terrible pen, will I lend out my life through, and England to blend. And it's so met me fired off the patriot again. This island of earth has surrounding halfway. Six counties lay under John Bull's tyranny. Well, I lend all my life through, and England to blend. And it's strong that me part of the patriot again. They taught me how Conley was shot in his share. His wound from the fight end, all bloody and bare. His fine body twisted, all tattered and worn.
so make me part of the pantry again. It's barely 2 years since I wandered away with the local battalion and the bold IRA. And still they believe it is a greatly to blame for shocking his father from the country again. So come on, young rebels, come this while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. Would he vanish our heroes and want it to send? To play out my part on the patriot end. Now as I lie here, my body all warm, I think of those traitors who bargained and sold, and I wish that my rifle had given the same. Things who sold the pantry again. So come on, ye young rebels, and live as well as I sing.
Or be off key or whatever, so I don't know. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning from his terrible swift sword. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence in the dim and flaring lamps. Our God is marching on. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. In the lilies of the morning, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As Christ died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. Our God is marching on. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. He hath sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on.
Hey, we go singing, Nick. My thoughts go back when I was young, to the days I went to school, on my bare feet, and not much to read, on the road to Abbey School. I left my home at the crack of dawn, down the limestone road I strolled, and across the bog, I could see the dog chasing rabbits down the hole. I remember well that hill and dell and the blue stream closely by. I could see the frogs as they jumped about, and I heard the curlew cry. Take me back to the good old days, to the days I went away to school. I'm for bad, but I never was sad on the road to Abbey School. I'm sad today, cause I'm far away from that dear little village school. But I'll never forget fun days that I spent on the road to Abbey Shrew. Take me back to the good old days, I went away to school. Times were bad, but I never was sad on the road to Abbey Shrew. Times were bad, but I never was sad on the road to Abbey Shrew.
And oh, how much he pleaded, saying, darling, won't you stay home just one time? He'd just smile and say, I'm sorry, there's no need to worry, gonna meet some army buddies, bring some beer and fight more. In the kitchen making wishes, as she tidied up the dishes, on another lonely weekend, on wine she drank alone. For the nights they hold no pity, in the cold of New York City, as she waits there in the darkness, to hear his key turn in the door. No night he came home sober, with a longing for to hold her, when he found the note she's written, waiting by the telephone. She said, I'll always love you, I never will forget you, but I just can't take this lonely feeling anymore. She said, I'm going to California to taste the sunshine and the wine, sit beside the rolling ocean, and slowly pass the time, reading books and old love stories, and forget about my worries, and maybe, who knows, maybe we'll meet again sometime. Now the nights are cold and lonely, as he sits there watching TV, drinking beer and chasing whiskey, wondering where it all went wrong. For his eyes are tired and burning from the dreams that keep returning, and all his yesterdays, they won't leave him alone. She said, I'm going to California to taste the sunshine and the wine, sit beside the rolling ocean, and slowly pass the time, reading books and old love stories, and forget about my worries. And maybe, who knows, maybe we'll meet again sometime. And maybe, who knows, maybe we'll meet again sometime.
Howling, great Phoebus adorned the plain. It was down by the shores of Loch Earn I met with the wonderful maid. Her voice was so sweet and so pleasing, these beautiful notes she did sing. And the innocent fowl of the forest their love unto her I did bring. Well, it being in the first time I met her, my heart it did leap with surprise. For I thought that she could be no mortal, but an angel that fell from the skies. Her hair it resembled gold tresses, her skin was as white as the snow, and her lips were as red as the roses that bloom around Loch Earn shore. I heard that my love was eloping, these words unto her I did say, oh, take me to your habitation, for Cupid has led me astray. Forever I'll keep the commandments, they say that it is the best plan. Fair maids that yield unto men's pleasures, the scriptures do say they are wrong. Oh, Mary, don't accuse me of weakness or treachery, I do disown. I would make thee a lady of splendor if with me this night you'll come home. Oh, had I the lamp of great Aladdin, his genie and rings and what's more, I would part with them all for to win you and move around Loch Earn shore.
Woo!
To train his men to leave.
Al bitter and bold, but not so old, he taught us all that he knew. Of football lore, from days of yore, from famous tolls they go. Buckley, Healy, Munderahan, Fling, and Stapleton did not fail. And a bottle or two between the poles, out burst the ban the boil. Young Patin came in to win, a mere 60 years old, who always played a man's part when he wore the blue and gold. Mung Grand Nathan played midfield, there and life here's the score. And fell our wily forwards when they asked for more. McCarty, Shed and Cochran, Bobby Try and Scanlon too. When things up and they won the day for a pan in gold and blue. We had men to call upon if needed in the game. There were Scanlon, Buns and Stapleton, and Cahill of Hurling fame. We only wish we could feel them all, those men so tried and true, who proved their worth when called upon to wear the gold and blue. O'Connor trained us all with victory. O'Connor trained us all with skill, required in many a field. He played with cards in far New York, and taught us not to yield. Lad and down, with hurling crown, and football on us too, he proudly conched the boys from home, who wore the gold and blue. Some came to cheer and shout, and some to criticize. Some came to count the players and to give us good advice. The ladies came, God bless them all, supporters young and old, who always stood behind the boys, a fan in blue and gold. When we are old and feeble men, we will look back with pride. Those happy days, those youthful days, that we stood side by side. And we play the game together and we'll talk of days of old. Oh, we won the football finals for a band in blue and gold. Is I'm a rooter, seducing what the beans, the crime we love. Nilka kadui gao, nilshna to krui gao, bien kals kuan naun, is Matilda Boa Neil Charles Crowe down Dante and Oxworth Land of Warning Bond August Heal me story of E to Ogadal Gone in a foreign erelorium. Snock a mean from donor, no margin over, or two and red orish, right it gone from. A shoulder monta. No kind of no one, neither come born, not definitely.
Amen, Michael.
Song, won't you take me home, boy? My time is long. Wrap me up in me eyes,
no more on the dark side of the sea.
So ask for love,
Findale on Ireland. Aimed this far, and I died. Oh, you me, my little daughter. Will you make her understand? Oh, Paul, to tell me truly, shall my soul pass through Ireland? Shall my soul pass through all Ireland? Pass through Cork's old city grand? Shall I see the old cathedral where St. Paul tricked up his stand? Shall I see that little chapel where I played my heart in hand? Oh, Paul, to tell me truly, shall my soul pass through Ireland? Or his heart pure as a lily, and his body sanctified in that dreary Brixton prison of revived rebel died? Pray the priest his wish be granted, as in blazing rays descends. All for to grant us brave man's wish, shall his soul pass through Ireland.
Don't hire with any master till you know what your work may be. For you must rise up early from the clear daylight of the dawn. I'm afraid you will be able to plow the rocks of rise up, gallant Sweeney, and give your heart some hymn. And give an agon feed the votes before you go away. Don't be demands of them, for the mouth on your dreamland. Or else he'll never to plow the ranks of one. My shoes, they are well worn, my stockings, they are thin. My hand is always trembling for bread that I might give in. My heart is always trembling from the clear daylight on the dawn. I'm afraid I'll never be able to plow the rocks of one. I curse attend you, Sweeney, you have me nearly round. You're sitting by the fireside with your two gin in your gown. You're sitting by the fireside from the fair daylight of the dawn. I'm afraid you'll never be able to plow the rocks of one. Now I wish the Queen
to England would write to me in time. And place me in some regiment or in my old prime. I fight for Ireland's glory from the clear daylight of the dawn. And I never would return again to plough the rocks of
Bonn.
Our sleeping time is there I'd like to be, to wake again those kindly streets, the place my life began. With the voice of Bonn's tribe, hunted far and
land.
When cudgels stout we roamed about, to hunt for dead or lean, we searched for birds in every forest, from Letter to Dunedin. We jumped for joy beneath the sky, life held no print or plan. Oh, spies, some barnish rider who hunted our land.
Lovely, lovely.
But when the hills were bleeding, the rifles were aflame, to the rebel homes of Kerry, the Saxon strangers came.
Right.
But the boys who dared the Yorkies and fought the black and tans, who were once boys, some Barnish rider, who hunted our land. But now they toil on foreign side, where they have gone away. Deep in the heart of London town, or over on Broadway, John Dolly and Pat Andy, the Sheehan's Con and Dan, who were once boys, some Barnish rider, who hunted for the land. But when the wheel of life runs out, death comes over me, just lay me down in that old town between the hills and sea. I'll take my rest in those green fields, the place my life began, with the boys, some Barnish rider, who hunted for the land.
The court stood silent and unseen in the tall damp grass. As he looked down on the road below that winds its way to Ballinabloch, he could see young men running backwards and forwards, cursing and swearing and dodging and ducking the bullets that rained down from the hillside opposite. Just as quickly as the firing started, it stopped, and a terrible silence came over the valley. A lone figure lay dying on the roadside in the drizzling August rain. Dressed in green-grey coat, leggings, and brown hobnailed boots that would never again set the sparks flying from the kitchen flagstones as he danced his way through a headset. A hurried whisper of contrition, and the firing breaks out again. The corner takes flight, and as he flies out over the sad empty fields of West Cork with his lonesome call, he must tell the world that the big fella had fallen. Michael is dead. On a far off autumn day, cold young men in ambush lay on a hillside where wild flowers grow. So much hate for one so young, who was right and who was wrong. Though 1,000 years may pass, we'll never know. Candles dripping blood, they place beside your shoulders. Rosary beads like teardrops on your fingers. Friends and comrades standing by, in their grief they wonder why. Michael, in our hour of need, you had to go. Now when evening twilight came, gently fell the autumn rain. Oh, but you lay still and silent on the ground. As we hung our heads in prayer, in our sorrow and despair, we wondered, was it friend or foe who shot you down? Candles dripping blood, they placed beside your shoulders. Rosary beads like teardrops on your fingers. Friends and comrades standing by, in their grief they wonder why. Michael, in our hour of need, you had to go. Now the flame that you held high, as you called out to the sky, to end this senseless killing and this shame, has now passed to other hands and is carried through the land by some not even fit to call your name. Candles dripping blood, they placed beside your shoulders. A rosary beads like teardrops on your fingers. Friends and comrades standing by, in their grief they wonder why. Michael, in our hour of need, you had to go. Michael, in our hour of greed, why did you go?
To fly to a far sunny shore, when the tinkers made camp at a bend in the river, coming back from a horse fair at Ballinasloe. Well, the day's work being over, the farmer came walking along the Fail River that borders his land. And was there between twilight and firelight he saw her, the tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne. Next morning he rose from a night without sleeping, went straight to her father to make his case known. In a pub in Lissol they worked out the bargain, for the tinker a pony, for the daughter a home. Where the trees peg their shadows along the Fail River, the farmer and tinker inspected the land, and a white gelding pony was the price they agreed on, for the tinker man's daughter, the red-headed Anne.
Oh,
Babylon south down the road. But the crunch of the iron shod wheels on the gravel was as bitter to her as the way she'd been sold.
Funny.
Yet she tried hard to please him, she did all his bidding. She slept in his bed and she worked on his land. But the walls of the cabin pressed tighter and tighter on the tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne. As white as the hand of the priest or the hangman, the snow spread its blanket the next Christmas round. When the tinkerman's daughter stepped out from the bedside, turned her back to the land and her face to the town. It was said someone saw her at dusk the same evening, making her way out o'er Lyra Crumpon. And that was the last time the settled folk saw her, the tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne. Where the North Kerry hills top the fell near Listowel, on a farm near the river lives a bitter old man, and he swears by the shotgun he keeps by his bedside that he'll kill any tinker that camps on his land. Yet whenever he hears iron shod wheels crunch on gravel, or a horse in the train of a bright caravan, well, his day's work's tormented and his night's sleep demented by the tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne.
The Irish lad, come over the hill to your darling. You choose the road, love, and I will make the vow. For she'd be my love forever. No, red is the rose that yonder garden grows, and fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that
that flows from the vine, and
loss of my mother. It's all for the sake of my bonny Irish name. I'm leaving old Ireland forever. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows.
I'm going to stay in New York, homesick for New York, though New York, it was never my home.
My God, man.
And when I go there, Manhattan's the place I love best. Take a stroll in Times Square, walk from East River to West. And I'm touching the clouds, and I feel like a king on a throne.
Goodbye.
I'm going to stay in New York. I hate leaving New York, homesick for New York, though New York, it was never my home.
Goodbye.
And you say that we'll meet where an avenue meets with a street, and we'll go to a bar, take a cab though it's not very far, and we're out until dawn, for we know our time here is not long. I'm going to stay in New York. I hate leaving New York, homesick for New York, though New York, it was never my home.
Okay.
And back home in my dreams, I dream of a town never sleeps. And I'm going back there to be lost in the crowds in the streets. Going back to New York. Dreaming of New York, homesick for New York, though New York, it was never my home.
Hey, Michael.
Oh,
favourite of all. So, it is definitely the best of all the Water for Songs in English. Just a great story. It's like a film, like an epic. It's like a Burt Lancaster film. Or Kirk Douglas.
Bring it on.
It's a Kirk Douglas took Burt Lancaster song.
My name is Wills Hollander, as you may understand. I was born in the county of Waterford in Erin's lovely land. When I was young and in my prime, a beauty on me shone. And my parents doted upon me, I've been their only son. My father bound me to tread in Waterford's fair town. He bound me to a cooper there by the name of William Brown. I served me master faithfully for 7 long years or more, till I shipped on board the Ocean Queen belonging to Tramore. Soon we reached Bermuda's Isle, where I met with Captain Moore, commander of the Flying Cloud from out of Baltimore. He asked me would I ship with him a slave and voyage to go to the burning shores of Africa where the sugar cane does grow. Now the Flying Cloud is a Yankee ship, 500 tons or more. She could outsail any clipper ship hailing out of Baltimore. With her canvas white as the driven snow, and on it show no specks, and 40 men and 14 guns she carried on her decks. Tis oft I've seen that gallant ship with the wind abaft her beam, with her royals and her stunsails set, the sight for to be seen, with the curling wave from her clipper bow, a sailor's joy to feel, and her canvas taut in the whistling breeze, logging 14 off the reel. Now it was after some weeks of sailing we arrived off Africa's shore. 500 of those poor slaves, me boys, from their native land we bore. We marched them up upon a plank and we stowed them down below. Scarce 18 inches to a man was all they had to go. Soon the plague and the fever came on board, swept half of them away. We dragged their bodies up on deck and we hove them in the sea. 'Twere better for the rest of them if they had died below than to hold a chain and feel the whip in Cuba forevermore. For it was after some stormy weather, boys, we arrived off Cuba's shore. And we sold them to the planters there to be slaves forevermore. For the rice and the coffee seed to sow underneath the broiling sun, and to live a lonely, wretched life till their career was run. So 'tis now our money is all gone, we must go to sea again. When Captain Moore comes on the deck and says unto us men, "Oh, there's gold and silver to be had if with me you remain. We will hoist the pirate flag aloft, and we'll scour the Spanish main." We all agreed, but 3 young men who told us them to land. 2 of them were Boston boys, the other from Newfoundland. Oh, I wish to God I joined those men and went with them ashore, than to live a wild and reckless life, serving under Captain Moore. For we sacked and plundered many's the ship down on the Spanish main, leaving many's a widow and orphan in sorrow to remain. To the crews we gave no quarter, but gave them watery graves, for the saying of our captain was, "Dead men tell no tales." And pursued we were by many's the ship, by liner and frigate too, till at last the British man of war, the Dunmore, hove in view. She fired a shot across our bows as we flew before the wind, till a chain shot tore our mainmast down, and we fell far behind. Then the crew, they beat the quarters as they hove up alongside. And soon across the quarter deck there ran the crimson tide. We fought till Captain Moore was killed and 18 of our men. Till a bombshell set the ship on fire, we had to surrender then. So 'tis now up to Newgate we are brought, bound down in iron chains. For the sinking and the plundering of ships on the Spanish main. Oh, the judge he found us guilty, we were condemned to die. Oh, young men, a warning by me take, leave not such a life as I. Yes, come all you rambling sailor boys, and a warning take by me. I'm heavy bound in iron chains to die for piracy. With 18 more I am condemned in sorrow to remain, for robbing and for burning ships down on the Spanish main. So it's fairly well, old Waterford, and the girl I do adore. I'll never kiss your lips again, I'll squeeze your hand no more. 'Twas whiskey and bad company first made a wretch of me. Oh, young men, a warning by me take, and shun all piracy.
I shall join.